SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The panel is intended to help the world separate fact from fakes and science from slop.
That's Antonio Guterres unveiling the United Nations' first independent scientific assessment of artificial intelligence. The panel was established by the UN General Assembly last year, bringing together 40 experts drawn from fields including computer science, economics, medicine and journalism. Its task was simple but urgent: provide governments with an evidence-based understanding of AI as the technology rapidly evolves. Guterres says the opportunities are enormous.
Used well, AI could be the most powerful engine for development, speeding the world's progress on everything from health and hunger to learning and climate. But the panel is just as clear-eyed about the harm artificial intelligence can cause. The co-chairs will go through their findings in detail. But first, let me draw a single lesson. The more AI advances without shared rules, the less say governments and people will have in the outcome.
The panel has now produced its first global assessment of AI. The report says AI is already accelerating drug discovery, scientific research and other breakthroughs that could reshape daily life. But it warns the technology is evolving faster than the systems designed to govern it. Panel co-chair Maria Reza says even the panel's consensus findings are sobering.
It is the minimum we all agree on, and that is alarming enough. Three headlines: pace is not slowing, the power is concentrating, and control is not guaranteed.
She says that concentration is already visible on who controls the technology.
A handful of companies and a handful of countries are making the most consequential decisions about humanity's future. The United States alone accounts for 75% of the computing power in the world's largest AI clusters.
The panel's other co-chair, Canadian computer scientist Joshua Bengio, says AI capability in some areas is doubling every few months. He says that pace is widening the gap between what these systems can do and how safely they can be managed.
Technical progress has proceeded quickly, doubling every few months according to some metrics, for several years now. Meanwhile, there are still no known technical guarantees that AI will follow our instructions, norms, or laws. And instead, growing evidence to the contrary, including AI acting deceptively.
Bengio says the consequences of getting it wrong could be severe.
Looking ahead, the gap between rapidly improving capabilities and effective risk management methods may lead to catastrophic outcomes. We've seen on our radar screen recently the issues with cybersecurity, but companies are worried about biorisks, and many in civil society are showing that AI can lead to disinformation that can threaten our democracies and our individual rights.
Its warning to governments is blunt. Regulation and safeguards need to catch up before the technology becomes even harder to control. The findings will be discussed at the inaugural UN AI Dialogue in Geneva next week. Hannah Hodson, SBS News.